The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
To say a few words about the practice, I'd like to quote a Japanese Buddhist saying, and that is, to advance the self, to move into the world with a self and apply yourself to the world and assert yourself in the world, is delusion. To allow all things to arise, or let all things arise and reveal themselves, is awakening. So, you know, that certainly needs to be unpacked and understood more. But I often will go hiking in the hills here, and I hike in different ways. Some days I just hike and let my mind think whatever it wants to think, and it's a nice way to think and process what's important for me, what's going on, and things like that. And when I do that, I'm not really that paying attention to the trees or the what's going on, the mountains, the hills, the trail. It's kind of a blur as I live my doing my thinking, and it's kind of relaxing because I don't have any interruptions, and it's kind of clarifying to understand things and check in with myself. It's nice. And so in a sense, I'm bringing me and my concerns and my thoughts with me and not really paying much attention around me. And other times I'll go for a walk, and I'm not really thinking much about myself, my concerns, my thoughts. I'm not really focusing on them at all, but I'm very present for the environment that I'm in. And it's not a blur of greenery. But now there are details. I just, as I go along, I know something about the plants and the terrain, and I kind of take it in as I go along, and I kind of see the particularity of what's going on. I see the live coast oak, and I see the valley oaks, and I see the tan bark oaks, and that I see the California buckeye, and sometimes I just look at the as they come along, the bark of the stem, and I kind of, my mind just kind of sees a detail. Well, that's that kind of tree, that's that kind of tree. It's not like I'm busy, it just like stands out, these details, and particular plants, different kinds of ferns and bushes and shrubs that come along. And part of the delight is just kind of being in this kaleidoscope of not being all being a buzz, but being with the details of it. And those details can get quite exquisite, as it was yesterday, and there was little droplets of water on some of the little teeny stems of plants, and stopping and taking a look at these little beautiful, pristine, kind of perfect droplets, and very clear and everything, just like, wow. Just, and this kind of sense of seeing a detail, and wow, reality reveals itself. And it's kind of stunning and beautiful in a way that looking at my thoughts and reviewing my important concerns and all that, I would go, wow. And so Vipassana practice, this insight practice that we do here, has a lot to do with starting to distinguish what's going on here. So it's not just a blur, the present moment, but it's really you're staying with the details of experience as it's occurring, as it's arising. You're letting it reveal itself. And, you know, with your eyes closed meditating, it might be the sensations of your body and really tuning in and seeing them carefully, or the different emotions or feelings, or even seeing the thoughts that arise. But rather than being involved in the thoughts, it's seeing the particularity of an arising thought as just a thought. It's just a little equivalent of a little dewdrop, you know, at the junction of three stems, just sitting there. It's just a wow. I mean, it's kind of remarkable that we should think, what in the world is a thought? And to step back and see it just as a thought, as opposed to getting, you know, lost in the content of the thought or the emotion, just see an emotion as wow. We've evolved for millions of years to have this capacity to have this kind of emotion I'm feeling now. Just this, and not the blur of the emotion, but the particularity of it, how it feels in particular parts of the body, how it moves and how thoughts influence it, the little details. So this idea of attention to detail, attention to the particularity, and dropping down below the general buzz of concepts and ideas and preferences and shoulds and shouldn'ts and what we're trying to do, but letting the pristine simplicity of each thing that occurs, each thing that arises, to kind of show itself. And then we have a very different relationship to our experience and a very different relationship to ourselves. In a certain way, ourselves, as just kind of generalized vague buzz, you know, kind of, I'm here, and you should pay attention to me. What is that? It's just like, it's just part of that, you know, just not taking in the details and just kind of not, just kind of all being kind of vague buzz. But to drop down and be very still and quiet, to be able to kind of pick up not the generality or the vagueness of it, but the particular details of what are arising. Even this idea of self, who we are, gets a lot of respect when the details of it get respect. Even though the vague idea of who we are falls away, the details of a thought or a feeling or a sensation, no meaning is made to it, it doesn't go anywhere. It can just be seen as a little dewdrop, kind of like a little jewel, each thing. So a lot of Vipassana practice is learning to relax enough, learn to center oneself in the present moment enough, that we're not always carrying our preferences and self with us, everything, and everything seen through the filter of me, myself, and mine, but quiet enough to start allowing and seeing the particular pristine details of the moment as they come into existence, as they're there. And then all of it becomes a kaleidoscope of dewdrops, jewels. Everything becomes kind of special. Even the things that you don't like about yourself. Wow, look at that. It's just a thought. Wow. So as you do this day today, this morning, you might see if you can kind of see if anything you experience is kind of what I'm pointing to. Is there some way in which we're just there with a buzz of the vagueness of it and our thoughts and a cloud of ideas? Or is there some way of tuning in to what's always here? It's here, happening. The particularity of the details of things as they come into existence. The clear, simple distinctions of simple phenomena, simple sensations, sight objects, sounds, smells, tastes, the inner thoughts that might come and go. Attention to detail. To advance the self is into all things is delusion. To let all things arise and reveal themselves is awakening. Thank you.